Old Dominion memory lane on V105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Just Lauren this morning. And I'm looking at the forecast right now because, you know, everybody's thinking about Grandma's Marathon this weekend. I have good news and bad news. It looks like today and tomorrow we'll get a little bit of a break. Love that one. It's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help on V105. It's your V105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. So first and foremost, today mostly cloudy, a high of 71 and breezy. And we have 4th of July right around the corner. You have to take this with a grain of salt, but Wallet Hub did a study and they ranked every state from most patriotic to least patriotic. So of course, I looked into where Minnesota and Wisconsin stood. So Minnesota was not even close to the top. We were named the 18th most patriotic state in the country. We have one of the lowest numbers of military enlistees, according to Wallet Hub. So that kind of knocked us there. But we also had a high voter turnout in the last election. So kind of balanced out there. But Wisconsin, not good. Wisconsin came in at number 32, meaning it was named the 32nd most patriotic state. So really not that patriotic at all. They looked at a bunch of things, like I mentioned, military enlistees, voter turnout in the 2020 election, and they also looked at volunteer rates and things like that. So the most patriotic state is Virginia, and the least Massachusetts, New York, and Arkansas. So you can read more about that, V105country.com. And also want to mention this, there is a recall, not on food though, it's actually on mattresses. A fire hazard has forced the recall of mattresses sold at Target and Walmart stores in Minnesota. So over 117,000 of these mattresses were sold between February 2020 and October 2023. They cost about $160 to $375. And I'm not going to go through like the codes and everything. If you bought a new mattress during that time for any of those prices, you'll definitely want to check this out, B105country.com. Like I said, they don't meet standards in terms of like starting on fire and whatnot, the federal flammability standards. So it is a fire risk for customers. You can also get these mattresses at Amazon and Home Depot. So definitely check that out if, like I said, you bought a mattress anytime in that window for that price. So more on your B105 app, B105country.com. It's your B105 Buzz with Luke Bryan coming up, Nate Smith, Chris Young, and more. Ashley Cook, your place, 6:38 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Today, believe it or not, we're actually going to dry out. Yesterday was such a wet day, flooding all across the Northland. If you got a lot of flooding damage near you, shoot us a message on the app. Let us know. You can send pictures in. And I know one of my Facebook friends, she posted that she lives in Two Harbors and she's dealing with some flooding in her basement. And she's like, I'm going to be calling, you know, people all morning this morning trying to get it fixed. Ken, well, I don't think he'd be mad at me for saying this, but he's not here because he's dealing with a little flood situation. So, yeah, hopefully everybody's safe and shoot us those photos. But I wanted to mention this because, you know, we are going to get a break from the rain today, but this weekend it's supposed to be rainy again for Grandma's Marathon. Now, last year, I feel like Grandma's Marathon had the best weather ever. Wasn't too hot, wasn't, you know, chilly. It was just perfect. But it is looking to be a little bit of a soaker this Saturday. So Grandma's posted an update about 12 hours ago, and they said that the extended forecast shows a strong possibility of wet conditions. They say staff will continue to monitor the situation with the National Weather Service of Duluth. They just also want to get the word out that, you know, a lot of people are coming from out of town. Even if you're a local, they say make sure that you bring warm and waterproof layers so that you can have the best experience. They also say, you know, maybe wear some clothes that you don't want and you can wear them at the starting line and then discard them and recycle them. So, you know, the weather can always change. That's a big thing here in Duluth in the Northland, but definitely be prepared. I have to get prepared today or tomorrow. I'll probably be doing it Friday night, but yeah, you don't want to run in the rain without being prepared. So, you know, it's an experience. You'll always remember it and we're going to get it done no matter what, but stay tuned to B105 for details on that as Grandma's. Time now, 6:45 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and I have some breaking news. Hopefully, you already saw this. It dropped late last night, but Post Malone, he finally has announced the release date of his country album. It's called F1 Trillion, whatever that means, but He announced it on Instagram with a, well, let's just say something I can't say. I wanted some dramatic effect on the radio, but he said August 16th, and then he shared a photo of a billboard in Nashville that says the name of the new Post Malone album is F1 Trillion. So there you go. Obviously, I Had Some Help is on there. That's nearing number one on the Billboard Country Airplay chart. It has become a massive hit. And he actually showed up at the Bluebird Cafe last night with Lainey Wilson. And he sang that song acoustic. She popped in. And it's even better acoustic. So good. So love that. That clip's all over the internet if you want to check that out. But he is releasing a new song with Blake Shelton called Pour Me a Drink. That's coming out this Friday. And so it's likely that's going to be on there. And then he's also collaborated with Luke Combs. But he didn't really give more details about the album, so we don't know if those songs are going to be on there. Probably. And I mean, he has collaborated with Brad Paisley and a ton of other country stars, but he's also teased a lot of songs just since he announced that he was getting into country music. And so not every song is going to be a surprise, but I cannot wait for this August 16th. And you can read more about that and see the billboard, B105country.com. So Luke Bryan, he is showing how big his heart is. You know, he spends a lot of time in Florida, and he spent a lot of time there growing up. And there was a shark attack survivor. There's been like a bunch of shark attacks in Florida, and he reached out to one of them and wrote her a little message on her Caring Bridge page, which I thought was really sweet. He said, I have children that have played down there their whole life. So when I heard about your story, I've continued to do the follow-ups to check on your progress. I wanted you to know we're thinking of you and pray over your quick recovery. I can't imagine what you've been through. And a lot of celebrities have reached out, like Eli Manning and Caitlin Clark. Just such scary stories. I think there were 3 shark attacks in this one area in a short period of time. But just love that Luke reached out and is so humble and so sweet. So you can read more about that, b105country.com. And last but not least, over the weekend, Carrie Underwood, she had a house fire. It was in like her garage, didn't spread to her house, so I guess it was a garage fire, but still really scary. And Jason Aldean, he just did an interview with Taste of Country Nights, and he said that he hasn't had the chance to reach out to Carrie or Mike yet, but he says that he plans to. He said, I'm so glad everybody's okay and everybody's doing good. But yeah, that was just such a scary situation. I cannot believe that happened. Now, thankfully, Carrie kind of lives in a very remote area, so she was prepared. She had like a 10,000 gallon water tank. But yeah, you never think that's going to happen to you. And then it does. So glad everybody's okay. And yeah, there's Lauren's Country Lowdown. So much news. When I saw the Post Malone news last night, I was like, I can't. Brantley Gilbert, Bottoms Up, 712 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Today, we're actually going to get a little break from the rain, believe it or not. Partly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. So we all know by now that we are expecting more rain later this week and into the weekend for grandmas, which is a little bit of a bummer, but the show will go on. And so you just got to prepare accordingly. But whether you're running or not spectating, there are some things you got to be aware of beginning today, because obviously, you know, the race takes place, a lot of it here in downtown Duluth and into Canal Park. So there are some traffic advisories and closures. I'm not going to go through all of them because it's a very long list, but you can check it out, b105country.com and our B105 app. But one that I will mention is starting today at 9 a.m., so in about 2 hours till 4 p.m., crews are going to be installing a temporary pedestrian bridge over Canal Park Drive just south of Buchanan Street. So make note of that traffic advisory for Canal Park Drive today. The road will remain open, but motorists should expect short delays, and bridge construction will be completed by tomorrow mid-afternoon. So just keep that in mind. Also today, the Lake City lot will close for race setup for the remainder of the week. And then we have more traffic advisories and closures on Friday and Saturday. So there's a lot here, a lot of information. Not going to go through it all, but like I said, check it out, b105country.com. In your B105 app. Coming up, we have your brain teaser question, your chance to win some pizza, some breadsticks, some chocolate chip cookie dough with another Grandma's Marathon themed brain teaser. It might be the easiest one ever, so keep it here on B105. Time now is 7:22 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We'll dry out today, partly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. So all week long, we've been talking about Grandma's Marathon for the brain teaser, the all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. And, you know, I really just think this might be the easiest question ever, and it's kind of hard for me to even read it because it's just that easy. But, you know, sometimes you just got to have an easy brain teaser, you know what I mean? And you have a chance to win Papa Murphy's, a free meal deal with a large pepperoni pizza, scratch made five cheese bread, and chocolate chip cookie dough. So, what is Grandma's Marathon named after? What is Grandma's Marathon named after? I'm like I said, a little embarrassed that I did this question, but sometimes you just gotta give it away, you know? So, what is Grandma's Marathon named after? It's something famous in Duluth. I go here all the time. Lots of people go here all the time. Tourists go here all the time. It's delicious, I'm just saying. So, what is Grandma's Marathon named after? Call me up, 727-B105. What is Grandma's Marathon named after? Time now is 7:26 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We might have the easiest brain teaser question ever, but that's okay. We have lots to get to. What is Grandma's Marathon named after? I gave a lot of hints, so let's go to the phone. B105, what do you think?
It is Grandma's Restaurant.
It is Grandma's Restaurant. How easy was that on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was super duper easy. I mean, like 20.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes you just want to spread the love, have an easy brain teaser, you know?
Right.
Who's this?
It's Jessica.
Congratulations, you have Papa Murphy's. Can you hang on a second?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. So obviously Grandma's Marathon is named after Grandma's Restaurant. It was the first sponsor of the marathon, which is why it's now known as Grandma's Marathon. So there you go. Go impress somebody with that. Just bring it up in casual conversation. Coming up, we have Lauren's love advice. We're going to talk about tips for first-time wedding planners. And if you have any, shoot them my way using the B105 Buzz Line or B105 app. And we'll also have another check of your weather forecast. Keep it here on B105. Time now is 7:41 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I don't know why this music always makes me laugh. A partly sunny with a high near 70 today and breezy. So yesterday, Ken and I were talking about this, how I should really, and Ken does the same, crowdsource some information because, you know, I just got engaged, have not started planning a wedding. I have people saying, when are you getting married? There's no date. There's no time to pick a date right now. I have a lot going on, but I'm just like, where do I even start? So if you have any tips, let me know using the B105 app, B105country.com. You can email us there. Or you can just message us on Facebook, but I have been Googling and researching, and there seems to be like a consensus of the first few steps. So all of these different websites and things I've Googled says first, make sure you're on the same page as the person that you're marrying. That's true, because one might want to get married in December, one might want to get married in July. So you got to be on the same page also about what type of wedding you want. Second, it says select some dates and set a budget. That's very important. And then once you're on the same page with that, pick a wedding venue and then make a wedding guest list. So I don't know if, you know, like I said, if you did something in a different order, let me know, because I feel like, yeah, you should get on the same page. You should select some dates and a budget, but I feel like you should make a guest list before you pick a venue, because you got to know how many people have to fit in that venue. So those are just like a few and seems to be the general consensus. Obviously, budget's a big thing. You have to make sure that you each want the same type of venue and then like a date and all of that. So if you have any other tips, let me know. Maybe just like things you need to know. Like I have had a lot of family saying it's your wedding, so you need to do what you want to do. And I'm a people pleaser, so I feel like that is hard for me. You know, don't let other voices try to sway you in one way or another. So if you have any tips, like I said, just let me know. But that kind of seems to be the consensus. So get on the same page, select some dates and a budget, pick a wedding venue, make a wedding guest list, and then you kind of go from there. You make your wedding party, you get your vendors, all that. So there you go. If you're planning a wedding, maybe that'll help you out. I'm new to this whole thing. And you know, I got to get through Grandma's Marathon before I can even think about that. But I just thought that was fun. Shoot me your tips, and yeah. I'm just looking outside. I'm a little distracted because I finally see the road drying up, and I feel like I haven't seen downtown Duluth dry for a long time. Time now is 7:49 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We just heard from Luke Bryan, who is going to be honored at the ACM Honors in August. So this happens every single year, and it's one of my favorite televised specials in country music. So basically it's, you know, awards given to the people who have changed country music that year for the better. Wednesday, August 21st at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And yeah, it's just, it's going to be such a good show. We have honorees Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Trisha Yearwood, and more. So starting with Luke Bryan, he is going to be the recipient of the ACM Lifting Lives Award. Can't talk today. So basically that is given to those who have improved lives through the power of music, has a big generosity of spirit, and is committed to serving others. Luke has done this. Of course, he's really successful, but he also has his farm tour, which brings shows to farms across the country. And that also, you know, brings a lot to those economies. Also, he's awarded more than 80 scholarships through doing that, and he's raised enough money to donate more than 8 million meals. So definitely very well deserved there. Lainey Wilson, of course, she's being honored because she is just the biggest star in country music right now. So she's getting two different awards, which is insane. So she's getting the Triple Crown Award. Only a few other people have received this award. It goes to anybody who wins the New Artist of the Year category. So, like, she won the ACM New Female Artist of the Year. She was also named the ACM Female Artist of the Year. And she was named Entertainer of the Year. So she's getting that award. Only nine others have it. She's also the first solo woman to achieve the Triple Crown Award in a three-year span, and the first since the Chicks to qualify for the ACM Triple Crown in that time frame. So she is also getting the ACM Milestone Award, which is just given to somebody who is absolutely exploded in the country music scene that year, so very well deserved there. Chris Stapleton getting the ACM Artist Songwriter of the Year Award, very well deserved. Alan Jackson, he's getting the ACM Poets Award, which is really cool. I love to see him being honored for that. It's given to somebody who has outstanding and long-standing musical and lyrical contributions throughout their career, which he definitely has. And then Trisha Yearwood's given the Icon Award. She's an ACM Icon Award winner. That's kind of self-explanatory as well. She's just been an icon for decades now in country music. So Carly Pearce is hosting along with Jordan Davis this year. Carly's hosted the past few years, and really exciting. ACM honors August 21st, live at the Ryman Auditorium. And you can read more about this, B105Country.com, and your B105 app. And that kind of took up all the time that we have for Lauren's Country Lowdown. Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends. It's 8:10 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we have Nicole from Animal Allies on the line. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So we got to start by talking about our pet of the week. I'm kind of obsessed. It's a cat named Stinker.
Yes, little Stinker. has been with us for quite a while as our longest term cat resident. And that's likely due to diabetes. So, you know, people get a little scared off by that. It does, you know, take a little bit of extra love and care for a special needs animal, but Stinker is so worth it. The absolute biggest snuggle bug, you know, when they have to get insulin, and sometimes that can make animals nervous about being body handled and things like that, but absolutely not with Stinker. He just will jump right into your lap. He'll beg for attention. He loves getting pets and scratches. And, you know, it's only 8 years old, so still have a lot of life and love to give somebody, but has, you know, a little bit of a different daily routine than maybe some other kitties that we have up for adoption. But like I said, you know, if you can set aside a little bit extra time each day, it can literally take, I actually had a diabetic cat for a while, you know, an extra 2 minutes in your morning to knock it out, and that's it. And it's really simple, and he's so worth it. We just hope he can finally find a home and go be loved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to know, like, is he actually a stinker, or is that just, you know, what his name happens to be? He looks so sweet and a little mischievous, but just looks like, yeah, he just wants some love. So hopefully we can find him a home.
Yes, definitely not much of a stinker. So probably have a little bit of a mischievous side, as all cats do, but absolutely so, so sweet. And we just love him there.
Yeah, we definitely need to find him a home. So what is your website so people can take a look at Stinker, learn a little bit more about Stinker, and hopefully reach out to you guys and set up a time to meet Stinker?
Yes. So animalallies.net. You can view Stinker and all the other animals looking for homes. We are open up at the shelter Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6, and Sundays, noon to 4. If you see any animals online that you have questions on, you want to talk more about, you can give us a call at 218-349-7824.
And then we also want to mention quick, you guys have a free chip clinic happening next week. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So next Thursday, we kind of try to do this every summer. We do a little collab with our summer campers. They do a lemonade stand fundraiser, and then we do a free microchip clinic for the community. We'd like to try to get one in the week before 4th of July, as that can be, you know, a different time. It's changing up routine. People are traveling, going to the lake. There's all those new noises. So ensuring that your animal has a collar on with update information, a microchip in case those collars fall off, is really, really important. So that'll be happening next Thursday at Animal Allies from 1 to 3 p.m. So definitely swing on by, get yourself some lemonade, make sure your animal is safe for the upcoming holiday weekend. And yeah, it's usually really fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for all that you guys do at Animal Allies. And hopefully next week when we talk to you, we'll have some good news about Stinker.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Everybody go check out Stinker, and Nicole, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks. Nicole from Animal Allies on B105. Coming up, your Kenny Chesney code. If you want to go see him in a mystery location, keep it here on B105. Time now is 8:43 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Today, we'll see partly sunny skies. I do see the sun here in downtown Duluth. I feel like it's been a while. High near 70 and breezy. You know, I love bears, and I feel bad calling this bear a jerk, but it's kind of funny, like, what bears are doing. Not always, but I mean, like, I had a story a few weeks ago about how a bear keeps breaking into this one house and stealing Oreos every time. So our jerk today is a bear from Tahoe City, California. So there was some construction being done in the area, and these construction workers were doing their thing, and they look over and they see a black bear on the bed of their work pickup truck. There was a cooler on there, and the bear knocked it into the street. There was a bunch of sandwiches in the cooler, and the bear took those and also took the whole cooler, took a few steps, ate the sandwiches, and all the other goodies that were in the cooler while the construction workers just watched from afar, thinking that bear just ate my lunch. So they tried to kind of scare it away because obviously they don't want bears coming nearby and doing all this. But this area of California has actually become a hot spot for bears and for such incidents over the past few years. So, you know, it's a harmless jerk. He didn't go near the construction workers. He just wanted the sandwiches. He probably smelled the sandwiches and was like, oh, free lunch. So there you go. Tahoe City, California. You can Google it if you want some video. It is kind of funny. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it is kind of funny in this instance. So check it out. Lots of bears acting out lately. Time now is 8:51 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Sunny today with a high near 70 and breezy. So I thought this was such a sweet story. This happened, I believe, in Ireland. A woman from Ireland was able to watch her beautiful, healthy baby girl celebrate her first birthday, and just a few days before she got some really bad news. So this young mom, she's 22 years old. Her name's Rachel Burns, and she was given the news that she had a brain tumor and she only had 4 months to live. Now, that's just devastating in general, but the fact that she also had a brand new baby and is so young is, you know, just so, so sad. So her partner decided to act fast after he heard of a treatment, an experimental treatment going on in Germany, but obviously they couldn't afford the trip. So he tried to spread the news about the story and, you know, this terrible news that they got, and he set up a GoFundMe, and really, really fast, the fundraiser basically hit its goal. It's just a few thousand dollars short now, but now his wife Rachel is able to go to Germany to do this treatment. And while it's not, you know, for sure that it's going to make everything okay, it could give her more time, and it gives them hope, which is what they really need. So I just thought that was sweet. In 24 hours, by the way, tens of thousands of dollars were raised, which is crazy. And the family says that they live in a really small town, and they knew everybody was kind, but they didn't know just how kind everybody was. So you can go support if you want Rachel Burns. All you have to do is type that in and then GoFundMe. But yeah, I just think that that's such a sweet story, and hopefully there's a happy ending. I'll be keeping my eye on it for sure. Brothers Osborne and the B105 Workday Kickoff. That just about does it for the breakfast.